Drive too fast and you might miss it. But the tiny town of Kugelo in western Kenya has found its place on the map as the ancestral home of U.S. President Barack Obama. His name adorns schools and restaurants here, and members of his family still live in the area. And while many hoped he might visit on his tour of Africa, Mr. Obama will not be calling on Kugelo or any other place in Kenya. His only East African stop will be in neighboring Tanzania. Said Obama, the president's uncle, says the family will always welcome him home, but has come to understand that the president has to represent American interests first.
Many people thought that, a lot of things will be coming around, which has not been the case. So I won't blame it on the president. It's the American foreign policy, and we just have to accept that that's the way it works.
Mr. Obama last visited Kenya in 2006 when he was still a U.S. senator. And while he's certainly under no obligation to visit the country again as a sitting president, his decision not to does raise questions about the strength of U.S.-Kenyan relations. One challenge was the election in March of President Uhuru Kenyatta, who is facing crimes against humanity charges at the International Criminal Court. The U.S. supports the ICC process, though it is not a signatory. Adams Olu, political science chair at the University of Nairobi, says the U.S. president is likely trying to avoid a potentially embarrassing situation.
I think would look a little bit crude if he were to step into Kenya. It would be like endorsing their leadership. But I think rather than be viewed that way, he would rather skip Kenya and go to Tanzania instead.
U.S. officials cautioned Kenyan voters ahead of the election that choices have consequences, a veiled warning that electing ICC indictees could compromise relations. Government spokesman Muthui Kariuki says, despite the warning, relations with the U.S. are still good, and there are no hurt feelings about Mr. Obama's itinerary.
This is not the first time an American president is coming to Africa and has not visited Kenya. No, we have no reason, any reason to worry. No, we were not disappointed. We continue with our business as usual.
So, for now, sleepy Kugelo will be spared the glitz and glamour of a presidential visit, but it is still early in President Obama's second term, and many here say maybe next time. Gabe Josselo, VOA News, Kugelo, Kenya.